From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The American Bar Association has tackled many tough legal questions in its long history, but perhaps none as challenging as this one. What is the best legal show in television history? Here's a hint. Hold on to your shoulder pads. It's L.A. Law. But the ABA didn't stop there. They compiled a list of the top 25 legal shows. Edward Adams, the editor and publisher of the ABA Journal, walked me through the top 10.
Coming in at number 2 was Perry Mason. Number 3 was The Defenders. Number 4, Law & Order, the original. Number 5, The Practice. Number 6, Ally McBeal. At number 7, Rumpold of the Bailey. Number 8, was Boston Legal. Number 9, Damages. And number 10, Night Court.
You rated L.A. Law the best legal TV show. Why?
We asked a jury of 12 experts, 9 of them lawyers, 2 scholars, and a TV critic, who write and think about the intersection of law and popular culture, to tell us what they thought were the 25 greatest legal TV shows. And L.A. Law topped the list, principally because it was a show that is about lawyers themselves. It's not just a courtroom drama like so many of the shows on our list. It actually takes you inside a fictional law firm to see how lawyers practice day to day. You know, in the first episode of the show, one of the named partners in the firm died, and one of the storylines of that first episode was who gets his office. That's quite realistic, I think, in terms of the way lawyers
not very flattering,
we all need a good office, don't we?
But that almost reinforces the cliche of lawyers as vultures.
Well, I think that the show showed lawyers in all their facets, not just as vultures, but also as people who were compassionate, who cared about other human beings, both defendants and victims of crime. I mean, it showed lawyers to be smart and driven and even occasionally, dare I say it, sexy. And lawyers really reacted to that.
So you've got your Law and Orders, your Perry Masons, your L.A. Laws, and then it gets a little thin, I have to say.
Why? Thin, why? Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Night Court, Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Hey, Harvey Birdman's a terrific show. I love that show. I mean, who wouldn't? What lawyer wouldn't want to be a retired superhero who turns to the law to make ends meet?
I'm just saying that in terms of, I don't know, serious drama, it's a little thin, not as much as perhaps the medical profession has.
Well, I think there are different kinds of stories between the medical profession and the legal shows. The legal shows are, I think, much more current in terms of the storylines that they tell. I think one of the things that's interesting about the really popular shows on this list is you look at a Perry Mason where the lead character is a defense attorney. Well, that was on the air from the late 50s to the mid-60s. So too was The Defenders, the great E.G. Marshall show, which was on from 61 to 65. Those were shows that were on the air at the height of the power of the Warren Court, when America, at least its courts, were focused on the rights of defendants. And today we have Law and Order, which focuses obviously on sort of the prosecution side of the equation. I think that sometimes the larger culture informs which shows become popular with the public.
Edward Adams is the editor and publisher of the ABA Journal. It's just released a list of the top 25 legal TV shows, and you can check out that list at our website, npr.org.